Hey guys, it's Zara at the mic, and welcome to the third episode of Global Groove, the show where politics gets spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget your usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my first podcast I made with Celiana that gives a quick and simple history of everything that's happening in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to it, welcome back, glad you're here. All you have to do is buckle up and enjoy the ride. So here's what happened last week. Opposition leader Venancio Mondlane lit a firestorm, calling for protests and strikes against a rigged election system. The streets erupted into chaos as protests intensified, with the government pushing back hard. From tear gas to panelazo, clanging pots and pans, the people of Mozambique didn't just protest, they demanded change. The violence didn't stop there. By November 7th, things got even worse. Mondlane called for a march to the capital, Maputo. What followed? Running battles, police and protesters clashing throughout the day. Protesters set tires on fire, blocking key roads and creating huge plumes of smoke that could have been seen from miles. The tire burning became a symbol of defiance. People were literally stopping traffic to send a message. In the middle of the chaos, a woman was tragically run over by a military vehicle, adding fuel to the already blazing anger in the streets. The toll? Over 400 dead, nearly 4,000 detained. And the situation? Oh, it's escalating. In provinces once considered strongholds of the ruling party, we're seeing more violence, with attacks on police stations and government buildings. Gaza, in this context, I'm talking about the Mozambican province Gaza, and not the Palestinian territory going through a mass genocide. Now that we cleared that up, as I was saying, Gaza, a heartland of Frelimo support, suddenly seems like a battleground. Here's the wild part. This isn't just a Mozambique issue anymore. Picture this. You're Mozambique, and you've got a bunch of fired up protesters blocking the borders to South Africa. That border is the Maputo Corridor, the key element helping all bordering countries' businesses function. Business folks are sweating bullets, and South Africa is like, hey, this is messing with our money. Frelimo, do something. Now, instead of talking it out like adults, Frelimo, Mozambique's ruling party, goes, nah, let's handle this the old-fashioned way. What do? They unleash the chaos, violence, tear gas, and tragedy, leaving dozens of protesters dead, and it gets real dark real fast. Imagine you're out there protesting, standing your ground, and one brave soul is streaming live, showing the world what's going down. But then, midstream, bang, he's hit. He keeps filming his last moments, captured live as he dies. Chilling, right? Yeah, from peaceful demonstration to boom, frontline news. This was one of the various examples of senseless deaths happening in Mozambique. And there you have it, guys. A crisis in the heart of Mozambique. That's not just about politics, but about people fighting for their voices to be heard. From tire-burning streets to bloody confrontations with the authorities. This is a story that's still unfolding, and we're not done yet. If you thought the government's reaction was bad, wait till you see what happens next. Will the world step in, or will Mozambique continue to be a playground for political games? Who knows? But you'll bet I'll be here, bringing you all the action, the politics, and the fury you won't get anywhere else. So, if you're feeling fired up, make sure to follow us on our website, www.radiolfb.net, and our Instagram, @lfbwebradio. Don't forget to leave plenty of comments. And let's keep the conversation going. Stay tuned, because trust me, we're just getting started. See you Monday for my next episode. This is Zara, and you've been listening to Global Groove, where politics is hot, the news is cold, and the stories, well, they're anything but boring. Here is Running Away by These Sacred Stoles to start your weekend off right.